We need to establish some common ground. We believe in God the Father.
Amen.
And we believe in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And we believe in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we believe in the resurrection.
Yes.
First His, and then ours, right?
Yes.
Yeah, good. We're all together then. You know, for a moment this morning, I thought the Lord decided to use a saxophone instead of the last trump. I was talking to somebody back there, and I heard this tone in my ears, and then I realized it. It's all part of it. Well, I hope I'm talking with somebody today. In fact, I'm going to have to find some common ground here. I didn't choose to speak on prayer because I'd mastered it. In fact, quite the opposite. Prayer is the most difficult discipline in my life, I'll tell you that. Is there anybody else that would agree with me on that, that you'd say prayer? All right, thank you. I can talk to you, Raymond, if you're ready to, the rest of them, they can go away. All right. You know, men like to do things, and prayer doesn't feel like you're doing anything, you know? Prayer, it's not like moving a pile of rocks or cutting down a tree or mowing the lawn. I can mow the lawn. There's real satisfaction in that. You know, I look back and say, wow, the lawn's mowed. I did something. But prayer's different. And prayer requires the affection and the attention of my heart in a way that's just hard for me. I think men have trouble coming apart, don't they? Men want to do, they want to do, they want to do, they want to be active, they want things going on. And it's hard to come apart. It's hard to get isolated and say, God, I just want to talk with you. You know, there's a story I read of a man who traveled to Israel, a businessman, and he stayed within eyeshot of the Wailing Wall, the old Western Wall. And he couldn't help but notice lots of throngs of people coming there every day to pray. They come up to the Western Wall, and then he noticed every day at the same time, there's a little guy wandering through this crowd, picking his way through, and heading to the Western Wall. He's there at exactly the same time every day. And he couldn't help but notice it, and by the end of the week, he thought, I've got to talk to that guy. This man's faithful. He's an older man. I know about older men. And He decided to seek him out, so he watched for him. And then on that last day, when he saw him come into view, down the steps, out onto the commons area, and he headed up and he found him. And then when he got there, he didn't know what to ask him. He just knew he had to talk to him. So he said, I can't help but see you. Every day you're here praying at this Western Wall. And how is it that you've done this? Have you done this for a long time? And he said, my father before me, every day of his life, he prayed here. And I, for these 82 years, I've prayed here. Well, the man was in amazement. How many of us ever done that, huh? And he stepped back for a moment and he said, well, how does it feel? How does it feel? And the man looked at him incredulously and he said, how does it feel? Well, sometimes it feels like I'm talking to a wall, right? and I think sometimes doesn't it feel like we're talking to a wall? Yeah. And it's not easy for it's hard. So, you know, I want to take just a few minutes. I'm not going to try to formalize prayer because I don't like formulas. The guys that know me know that. I don't think there's three steps to more effective Bible study. I don't even believe there's five love languages. I think there's seven. That's right. Maybe eight, maybe nine. I don't know. But I do resist formulas. Now, I know formulas help to get our handle on something, and it's okay. But I'm not trying to formalize this. I just kind of want to talk about things that I think affect me, and I suspect may affect you. Now, let me give just a foundation for this. In our busyness, in our doing, and in our going, and in our churning away, we have trouble focusing back on one central truth. In fact, I hadn't intended to read this, but let me just read a little bit out of Hebrews 11. Some of my favorite verses in Scripture. The first is, well-known, Hebrews 11, 6, that without faith it's impossible to please God. For whoever would draw near to God, now listen, must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Right? Yeah. So where do we start? I think we have to back up and say to the Lord, I believe in God the Father. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit. And I believe in the resurrection. We have to back up and just refresh it, rehearse it. He knows it. But we need to be refreshed on it, right? And then later in Hebrews 11, talking about all these great heroes of the faith, verse 13 says, they all died in faith. They didn't receive the things promised, but they saw them from afar off. And they acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. And I think that's a foundation for prayer, guys. This isn't home. We're going to talk about that a little bit in a minute. This isn't home. The people who speak thus make it clear that they're seeking a homeland. You know, I listened to you guys this morning sing. It sounded like you're seeking a homeland. Right. You know what? That was good. I got to think that came up before the Lord as a sweet-smelling savor, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. They desire, verse 16 says, they desire a better country, a heavenly one. And therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God because he prepared for them a city.
Right.
That help our prayer?
Yeah.
Look at chapter 13 with me for just a minute. I'm going to start at verse 14. I'm just going to read a couple verses and then come back and comment. Incidentally, is there somebody that has something to tell me when I'm out of time? Are you the guy, Kirk? All right.
There's a guy.
Because I pay no attention to time.
He does.
He does. There are some would say I only use a calendar, but that's not true. No, I use a clock. I really don't pay attention to time. I just kind of go until it's time to quit.
You got 13 minutes,
brother. I haven't even started. I got 13 minutes.
See how it goes?
I know how you feel, Gary. Yeah. Look at verse 14, Hebrews 13. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. And through him, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of our lips that acknowledge his name. Now, somebody could say, prayer is not mentioned anywhere in here. Oh, yes, it is. It's mentioned all through there. Because it's talking to him, it's acknowledging his name, it's praising him, it's speaking to him. That is prayer. Let's not make prayer some formal language. It's the conversation of our heart with the loving Father. That's prayer. And then he goes on and says, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Now, I'm going to start with that because I'll never get to it otherwise, that last verse. You know, there are times in my life where I've left people wounded and bleeding by my words. I just have. Some of you might say, yeah, I kind of know about that. My words can be harsh. And I've done that at times. God help me, I don't want to do it anymore. But, you know, had I spent a little time with God in praising him and thanking him and offering up the sacrifice, I wonder if my conversation would have been different. Do you think?
Right.
Do you think I'd been more inclined to do good?
Yeah.
To do good if I had just simply stopped and sought the Lord before I spoke?
Yeah.
Well, do good. The natural outgrowth of our communion with God is doing good to others, because we're going to begin to reflect the Lord Jesus to them. So it's doing good. That's the outgrowth of it. But look before that. And I like this verse. For here we have no lasting city. We seek the city that is to come. How many of you have seen the movie E.T.? Men don't watch those kind of things, do they? No. That's a kid's movie. Men don't watch that. Well, I watched it. But there's a scene in E.T. that I think E.T. came out in the 80s. Spielberg's a genius. But that was an amazing movie. It was the highest grossing movie up to its time. Amazing movie. But I can see E.T. Love that guy.
Right.
I can see him standing at the window.
Yeah,
and he's not conversational, you know, he doesn't know how to talk. And he's, what's he saying?
Home.
Home.
There he goes.
Home. Yeah.
Right there.
Home. There he is. E.T. My favorite character in all the movies, I think. Home. And then they start talking about calling, and he gets to the point where I think he says, call home, doesn't he? Did you know, folks, that's what prayer is? Prayer is just calling home. Because we have a Father there that wants to hear from us.
Right.
And he's waiting to hear from us. And he's just saying, call home. Call home. Talk to me. Call home. And, you know, I can see, I don't know if he had tears. I did probably, but I don't know if he did. But I can see him looking out that window. And you just sense the longing of his heart, don't you? He wants to go home. He wants to be where his family is. Now, I don't know if he had a father there, but I do.
Right.
And you know, there's a longing. I want to go home. I want to be with him. And you know, prayer is just the forerunner of that. And let's not make prayer something it isn't. Prayer is a call home. We're talking to the Father.
Right.
We're talking to the one who loves us. That's prayer. Oh, there's a place for formal prayer. There's a place to write out prayer. Nothing wrong with writing a prayer. That's okay. But there's also a place to just, you know, he's given us permission to call him Daddy, Abba.
Right.
And there's just a place to say, Dad, I need you.
Right.
I need you. But there's also a place. There's also a place. And only one sacrifice God is looking for out of us, I believe. And that's the sacrifice of a submissive heart offering our prayer to him. We don't offer animals anymore. We don't offer sheep. He don't want sheep. He's not looking for sacrifice. What he's looking for is the sacrifice of a heart. It's the sacrifice of our clock, saying, I'm going to set this time. I don't care what else is going on. I'm going to take this time. I'm going to turn this time into a time of communion with you. I'm going to call home right now.
Right.
I'm going to talk to you. And I think that's the sacrifice that the Lord is looking most for his men, don't you?
Yeah.
Call home.
Yeah.
Talk to the Lord. And then he says that we offer the sacrifice of praise to the Lord, the fruit of our lips that acknowledge his name. That's pretty simple stuff. Is there anything in the world that we have to praise the Lord for this morning? Is there a thing or two? And what, do you think he'd be pleased to just hear it from us?
Yeah,
wouldn't
sure.
he? And do you think he'd be pleased if we just acknowledge his name? I think we did that in that song. I like that song. And I'll say it one more time. We believe in God the Father.
Yeah, right.
And we believe in Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
and we believe in the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And because we believe all of that, we believe in the resurrection.
Right.
And I think God's pleased to hear that from us this morning, don't you? He wants to hear it from us. And then lastly, and I hadn't even seen that thing yet.
Well, you got another bit before you can see it.
Okay, well. and then lastly, I think that when we do that, we're going to find our relationships smooth out.
Yeah.
You know, we've been married a long, long time. Longer than most of you have been alive. And we were married very young, and we've been married 54 years, 55 in September. Yeah. Now, for you guys who love to do math, I was 9 years old when I got married. Okay? So you figure it out. No, I was 20. But you know, I am thankful for my wife. And I tell her and I tell the Lord. And I tell the Lord in front of her,
sure.
I'm just grateful for my wife. But there are times when I've been mean to her.
Sure.
there are times when I've said things to her that I shouldn't have said. And there are times where I've ignored her when I shouldn't have ignored her. And after all these years, she's still with me. Send her a sympathy card, will you? We had a...
What's your address?
Yeah. We had a 50th anniversary party for one of our couples in the church last weekend, and I said it, they asked me to pray at the beginning, and I said, well, I think we ought to offer condolences to Kathy and congratulations to Ron, right? Well, you can offer condolences to my wife, Myrna, and congratulations to me. But you know, if I'd spent a little more time calling home, talking to the Lord, and seeking His face, I probably wouldn't have done some of those things, you know?
Sure.
Guys, call home.
Right.
And then as you call home, don't try to flower it up. Just tell him what you appreciate about him.
Right.
Just tell him your heart. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge his name. Offer that sacrifice.
Yes.
And then see how it affects our relationship with others.
Amen.
Okay. Let's, you know, if we're talking about prayer, I suppose we ought to pray. You think? Yeah. Let's do that. God, thank you that we have a home that's beyond this troubled world. Lord, I look forward to that day when people of all ethnic backgrounds, of all skin tones, from all nations of all time,
Amen.
Will be there together
Amen,
as
Lord.
Your church. Lord, I look forward to that day. What a day, what an anticipation that is. And God, we long for it. And we long today to be walking with you in communion with you. We're calling home today because you're there. And Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise to you. Lord, you're good to us. You are good. You are good in every way, and you're good to us. Thank you, Lord, for that. And God, help us as we walk away from here, not only to commit to spending more time with you, but to being like Christ in the lives of others. Lord, we want to reflect Him. We want your patience. We want your long suffering. God, help us to be a humble, serving group of men.
Sure.
Amazing what you could do with that, and we're thankful for it. In the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Good word.
You know, I have to give you one last comment, a quote from John Piper. I like John Piper. And he said, God is most glorified when we are most satisfied in Him.
Amen.
That's good, isn't it?